All right, everybody, thank you for joining us. It is the Habibi Show. I am Hector Garcia, and this is
Samer Nassar.
And this is episode numero ocho.
Ocho, which is eight in French.
Eight. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're still getting messages, and people are viewing us on YouTube and Spotify and Apple Podcasts too as well. So really appreciate you guys making the time to listen to us, whether you're working out, having sex.
Well, having sex, it has to be like customized.
Right, but if
we have to do one specifically.
Listening for just purpose. for that. But whatever you're doing while you're listening to the Habibi Show, thank you for tuning in. And I hope you guys are having a great week since last time we tuned in. But Samer, you said that you were having a bit of a challenging day. No. Usually it's me needing the therapy.
Not challenging day.
Oh.
Challenging life. I just remember it today. Something happened, triggered that feeling
of PTSD.
You
had a PTSD moment today. So what, if you mind sharing, what happened? It's usually me giving getting the therapy. Today it's
what happened? What happened?
Yeah, what happened today?
Well, do you know a guy named James from Cozumel? Have you met him?
Mm-hmm.
You know James?
Yeah,
that's right. I remember you.
I know
James.
Who James is.
I don't know if I should mention how
can
you
I
know
say
James.
It? Can I say it?
It's up to you. I didn't do it.
Well, it wasn't me. I mean, I just know for somebody else.
Yeah, it wasn't us. That's right.
James is the weed dealer there.
Okay. Now, James is not the weed. No, he's not.
He's not?
No, he does it just for friends because he knew you guys
are
my friend.
Okay.
So he provided because he takes it for medicinal purpose. Okay. Actually, his mom too.
And it wasn't for me though. Let's just disclaimer that wasn't for me.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it was from a
he
good friend.
He told me a guy named Hector, bald-headed guy named Hector, came and threatened me.
Right. I remember also one time he was selling, I think, a bong because somebody needed something to smoke from whatever. And
that's right. Yeah, but no, that was not his job. Actually, James, really nice person, and unfortunately, he passed away.
No way.
3 days ago. I was really, really sad.
Wow.
Because
I
he
still
was
have him on WhatsApp. He randomly would randomly...
You don't have him anymore. But, mean, so if you have somebody in WhatsApp, they cannot die? Well, is that how it works?
No, I mean, like, he would sometimes randomly just message me.
Yeah. He's a very, very nice man. Wow. I mean, I love that guy. His family, his mom, his dad, his other brothers, also his wife.
Did he die there in Cozumel?
In Cozumel, yeah.
How did he die?
He had a stroke.
Wow.
And it was quick.
He was young.
Yes, he was like maybe 40, 41, something like that. And but what I remember about this guy, or I mean, I remember a lot of stuff, but what sticks to my mind is that he was always happy. He was always smiling.
Yeah.
No matter what's going on, smiling. And he just, he had maybe tough challenge with relationship or marriage, but his last wife, I think it was his second or third wife, she was amazing. I loved her. Her name is Monica. I really loved her. She's so sweet. He was the happiest that I've ever seen him. And I've known him since 2006. And that was the first time when I went to Cozumel. He is the one that met me and Anise as a real estate agent for Remax.
Right.
And he showed us around. And since then, we became friends.
Wow.
That guy is amazing.
And he just said it's happened so fast.
Yeah, like he wasn't feeling well. He was feeling lightheaded. His wife reacted quickly and took him to the hospital, and within 2-3 days, he was gone. But, I mean, James. So James was very, but he was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I realized I should not plan anything with James because he is crazy.
Right.
But crazy cool.
Sure.
Like, one time we were snorkeling in Cozumel, right off the beach. It was maybe like 10, 15 meter deep, you know, like maybe 30 feet or something like that. And I see a huge cloud of fish, a school of fish below me because I'm on the top.
Right.
And I see, you know, like when you see on
National
Discovery,
Geographic,
and you see like when something gets in between, they open
split,
like a mushroom and then they close again. That's why we're watching that. I was right on top of it.
Right.
I couldn't see the end of it. So first I thought it was just reflection of the cloud. That's how big it was. But then it was not. And then all of a sudden you see barracudas coming to feed.
On the fish?
Yeah, because I guess they see, I mean, they're small
right
size fish, but they're like thousands. and you can see the Barracuda going in the middle of it, and it opens up. I wish I had a camera. But one of those times that is going down, I see James diving with the Barracuda. Like, there was like four or five Barracudas, he was in the middle of it, diving. And that's very dangerous.
Yeah,
because you could be mistaken of a predator or for food. I don't know. So I was like, man, I kept waving to him. Come on. He had fun. He was an amazing guy, really.
Wow.
And that's why maybe it brought up some feelings about, wow, I was with him just a week ago.
Right.
I saw him a week ago, and he was walking his dog with his wife, and then he's gone. I was like, my God, this is really crazy. But every time I see something like that, it reminds me how important to just enjoy life.
Yeah.
You might not have fun every second,
yeah,
but just live it the way you want to.
Right. I mean, one week he's there.
And then I talked to his wife last night, actually, on the phone. She was devastated. She would laugh because he was funny and happy, but then she would cry. Like, really, my heart was hurting listening to this story. But again, I will always remember James, and I'm glad that you had the chance to meet him.
Yeah.
He was always smiling. But, you know, it's just it kind of makes you see your whole life all over again. And
think
I don't
about,
know why
yeah.
I remembered my first love.
Yeah, it's and also you just don't know when it's your time.
Yes.
You don't know, like, he was young. Like you said, 40, yeah. 41, young.
He kind of looked like Jack a little bit,
yeah.
Right?
But Jack's, yeah.
Not Jack is more handsome, definitely.
By the way, props to our main producer here at Brand Nation is Jack. Jack is stepping in for Hanson. Hanson's already given up and quit.
Yeah, Jack Hanson quit. He didn't like what we said.
He's done with it. He said, I can't deal with Hector's therapy.
So, no, but thank you, Jack. I heard that you are really the best one.
That's true.
It is true? It's not a rumor?
No.
Okay. No rumors.
I like how humble he is.
Yeah.
It did not. I didn't even finish.
That's
the sentence.
What you call confidence.
It was like, yep, that's true.
But that's what you call confidence.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm very intimidated right now. Well, I want to behave now.
Well, Habibi, I am sorry to hear about the loss, brother.
You.
Now I see, understand that was that why it was that kind of day. And this is to James.
To James
in Cozumel. May he rest in peace.
Yes, and his family.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know that. That was so sad.
I forgot that you knew him.
Yeah.
But yeah, it made me think about, you know, things that, I don't know, like I really remembered my first love.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember your first love?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm married to her.
Wow.
I literally have her on my shirt.
I didn't say the last love.
Well, she is the first and last.
For real?
Yes.
You've never loved anybody before even?
No.
You've never even thought you were in love?
No. No.
You were a virgin?
No, well, that's different. That is completely different. That is different.
Do you want to tell me you have sex with girls?
The subject is about you. We're talking about you, Samer, and your rough day.
You
made James
with girls,
rest in peace.
And you were not, and you did not love him? That's not what? Nice. That's not nice. I'm sorry, but it's not nice.
Well, you could love peanut butter jelly sandwiches and don't mean that you're in love with peanut butter.
Yeah, but
jelly
I never
sandwiches.
Kissed a peanut butter peanut sandwich. I never did that.
You mean you didn't try that when you were 14?
Peanut butter? No. My dog loved it. but really, uh-huh. Like, Eva was the first woman you fell in love with.
Yes. Yes. Number one, right here. It literally says on the shirt. What does it say?
I mean, I tell you what. Knowing Eva,
yes,
I can see why she will cancel anybody you met before from your memory and your heart.
It's like she did the Men in Black.
Yeah,
thing.
The man just looking at that light.
That's exactly what she did. She's some black magic on me.
That's right.
She is. She's like my voodoo.
Yes. She's
incredible.
But we all love Eva, the queen.
No, Eva is my first love.
That is very nice.
Isn't that credible?
So she was your high school sweetheart?
I wasn't in high school.
You didn't go to high school?
I was just about done with college.
Oh, yeah. So until college, you've never kissed a girl? That's very nice.
Okay, Samer, I think there's a cultural. In Egypt, they might call kissing a girl being in love.
Of course.
Yeah.
How can you can you?
But okay, if you kiss a girl, you doesn't mean you love the girl.
Can you kiss a girl and you have no feelings toward her? I think kissing is very
No, I think it's intimate. No, no. That's a great topic because
can
I
you
think,
hold the girl's hands that you're not, you have no feelings toward? I don't know.
Absolutely.
I can't.
You have feelings because you want feelings.
I mean, you can hold the
because it depends on what feelings you're wanting.
The
I mean, it's because, I mean, I think there's a feeling of because you. I mean, for a male, it's because you there is a physical touch there, right? So you want the male is thinking with something else, especially at 16, 17, 18, right?
Well,
so, I mean, I think just because you kiss a girl does not mean you love the girl.
No, no, I didn't say love.
Well, that's what you're asking.
Have feelings.
Feelings. Well, I could have feelings because you're, you know, she's a friend, and
no, no,
you know, but like
you don't kiss your friend.
There's a feelings that there's another.
Do you
there's
kiss
another,
your friends on the lip? You don't do that.
It's,
you never kiss
like
me on
the lip. We're mobsters. We kiss each other on the cheeks.
No, that's like right before they kill you.
Right.
Yeah, hey, give me a kiss.
And you find them. Then you find them dead in the back seat
brother,
in the trunk of the car.
Fredo, you're killing me, Fredo. Yeah.
You broke my heart.
Fredo, yeah.
By the way, I need to tell you, before we continue this conversation, yeah. I have hired a campaign manager.
Uh-huh.
I am running for city council for Houston.
No way.
Yes. In 2027.
You know what? You
yes.
got my vote.
Yeah, thank you. I got
I,
one.
I agree.
One down. Hopefully I don't lose that one.
But remember when you win.
So
huh? Remember
sure.
when you win.
These questions going forward will be thrown
no,
back
no,
at
no.
me.
The question.
The Houston Chronicle is listening.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah.
You answered very politically correct
mm-hmm.
when you said she was the first. I mean, there's not. No, mm-hmm. but my question to people.
Okay,
not you,
so now that said.
That being said.
That being said,
yeah.
when I was 13.
Now you remember.
No, when I was 13.
Maybe you need another drink. Because a minute ago he said, no
I,
way.
At 13.
Now it's like when I was 13.
I, at 13, I had my first sexual experience.
Huh?
But I didn't love the girl.
Oh, it was with a girl?
Well, I hope
no,
it was.
It wasn't by yourself.
Well, that's a little bit earlier.
That was
why am I the only one that gives all this information? What about
I'm
you?
I'm asking.
What about you? You know, I've been watching these podcasts, Jack, and I'm like, why am I the only one that gives out these details, like specifics?
Yeah.
he gets it out of me.
No, the
thing, like, there's no details of Samer that's coming out.
No, the question I'm asking, not you.
Yeah.
And not Jack and not me, in general.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, like, for example, many of us, many men, many women, many boys, many girls,
mm-hmm.
they go out with someone and they could make out and stuff. But could you really hold somebody's hands that you don't have strong feelings toward?
Strong?
Yeah. That's like, really, somebody you think it's very possible to fall in love with that person?
Is it possible to fall in love with that person?
No. Could you hold somebody's hand
uh-huh.
that you don't have that feeling that you could actually love that person?
I think it goes with intent. What's the intent of that person?
I can't. I can't yeah. hold somebody's hand
okay.
that I don't have like strong feelings toward. I really can't. Seriously.
Okay. Well, but obviously
why
in
are you
my
upset?
Experience.
I held your hands before because I really have strong yes, feelings toward you. Why are you getting pissed off? This is nothing personal.
Because I don't think you were trying to get in my pants.
I love you like a brother.
Right.
Like a brother.
But
yeah.
what I'm saying is that, you know, I've held girls' hands and with my intent was something else with them. It was not anything, had nothing to do, far from anything from doing
that. You know what? I've never done that.
Yeah.
I've never held a girl's hands that I had no feelings, like that I'm attracted, not just physically, but emotionally
right.
to that girl. I couldn't. I mean, you can do other things, but to hold hands or kiss?
Yeah, I was...
To me, that's very... You know what I mean?
I was...
That's very special.
I was 18. I worked in a radio station here in Houston, and the receptionist, she was 25. I thought she was great looking, and, like, she did some things to me, but I didn't fall in love
at
with
work?
Her, and I had no emotion to
at
her.
At work?
It was
at the
afterwards.
Oval Office?
It was at a work function. But
that,
it
you
was
get fired for that.
Well, that was in the late 90s when that was okay
it was
to
okay,
happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Great. But
great. Eva's going to ask you when was that?
Yeah. See, now I'm going to get in trouble.
No, but I'll tell you what. I remember, and maybe, look, we all have our own experiences yeah. that shapes up our.
But let me ask you. Okay, let me ask you.
Well, I'm going to tell you about my first kiss.
No. Okay, but you never. Okay, has a woman ever came onto you like that Because I'll tell you that incident that I had when I was 18. It was an older woman, like I said, she's 25, and it was a work function after work, and she pulled me out into the parking lot, and she was doing all kinds of things with me.
Molested you?
Yeah, but...
But did you know what she was doing? How old were you, like 10?
I was 18.
18?
Yeah, I was 18, okay. Yeah. But my point of saying all that is that, have you ever had a woman do that to you?
Do what?
What that girl did to me.
I don't know what woman. She did to you.
Well, she was, okay, I want to say.
Like, tell me details. She was like, very. Did she say hello?
She attacked me. Well, attack, this is such a strong word.
Like, okay, like what, she hugged
she
you?
She pulled me into the car.
Her car?
Her car,
and yes. It's somebody you know?
Yes, my like you coworker, knew yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and then made out with me. That's actually, that happened to me twice. Unfortunately, at work.
You skipped a very important
but
part.
But I'm saying.
So were you standing on your own 2 feet? And she pulled you in the car. Flew in the car.
No, I mean,
and she met up with you, okay, and you didn't know what you're doing.
She's in the front seat of a passenger side. Door open. She pulls me in. Like she grabs me from the
shirt.
Did
you resist?
I'm 18. Why would I resist?
18. You're not like.
No, I didn't resist.
You had muscles.
No, but you know,
you had bones. You could have. No,
I didn't. I didn't resist. No.
Okay.
I didn't
so that's
my
not
point
right.
is, I'm saying, but she was aggressive. How about that?
Were you intimidated by her that you couldn't say no?
No, I think that no.
Because that could happen sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, looking back, I.
You didn't. You were caught by surprise, but you didn't stop it either.
No, because I wanted it.
Yeah.
But in terms of has a woman ever done that to you?
Like somebody came
very
on to
aggressively
me that I
pulled,
really didn't want to.
No, I wanted it, but I'm saying what happens if somebody pulls you
no,
in?
If I want,
have you ever done a girl?
If I like the girl and I'm attracted to her.
No, but have I mean, you
that's
had a
not
woman?
Aggressive. That's love.
I know it's usually you know, being aggressive with the girls.
No, never. Actually,
but
never.
My point is saying the other way around.
Yeah.
Is it been the woman being aggressive with you and
like somebody like my boss at work?
No, any woman?
No.
No woman has ever been aggressive with you and pulling.
Yes.
You
yes. Okay. But aggressive is a very. Like,
okay.
It's a very. Difficult word to explain. Aggressive, like, was she aggressive that showed me that she really likes me?
Okay.
That's not aggressive. That's a compliment.
Prime example. Let's say we're at a restaurant and you start talking to some girls. Right?
And she's a...
And you start talking to them and then she pulls you in and then she starts kissing you, grabbing you, whatever, and all that stuff. Have you ever had that happen
like,
to
totally
you?
Like totally unexpected.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Totally unexpected,
did you,
yes.
In that moment then, were you did you have feelings for her?
Do you want to know? The truth is... At that moment, and didn't happen much,
right.
Maybe once or maybe twice, I don't know. At that moment, my ego was very satisfied. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because I felt like, wow, I must be really good.
Yeah.
Which is not true. But I'm saying at that moment, that's how it feels.
Okay.
That somebody want me that much and I didn't even know it.
But you didn't fall in love with her. You weren't having feelings for her.
But and
that's my point.
It didn't happen again.
That's my point. I didn't. So in those moments, I didn't have feelings. For that girl.
So you told that whole story.
But
just to explain that, well, that was not my question.
No, because you were saying what
you know,
he was
like
saying.
Sometimes we ask people, touch your ear, and they go like this. You know what I mean? That's what he did. Instead of going to the close one, he went out. No, the point is,
yes.
The point is, what I'm saying under normal circumstances, mm-hmm. not in the parking lot.
Okay.
Not from a coworker.
Right.
Normal. Somebody you know you met and you went ahead to dinner. You went had dinner or well breakfast is
right.
very tough for you to invite
yes,
anybody.
It is.
But you had dinner and stuff and you felt like she's coming on to you mm-hmm. or something. Me personally, if I don't have feelings, I would not do it.
My moments before Eva were mostly just one
physical.
Night. Physical stuff. Yeah.
But you're attracted at least.
Yes. That's
no,
different.
Well, many people do stuff like that. They're not even attracted. Yes.
Yeah.
Many people will go sleep with a man or sleep with a girl,
uh-huh.
you know, and there is no attraction. It's just more of an animal instinct.
Sure.
Or drunk or
right.
high or something.
Well, so you're back
so
to your
I've
first question, you know, your first love.
Oh,
Eva
yeah.
is
your first
my
love.
First love. So that number one, Chiquita.
I will have it. This
number
is
one, Chiquita to Eva.
Eva.
Eva, yes.
Well, I can see why. Really, she's an amazing.
She is.
She's an amazing.
She's my
person.
Queen, and my king.
In business, it's a team effort. He can't do it But you cannot do everything on your own. You always need the team that can support you and take care of the things that maybe you don't know and you don't have time to do it, so you can focus on your own business. And honestly, Brand Nation, they do that for you. They put you on the map, on the internet, on Google, on SEO, which are all very, very important things. And by the way, also, like I know, one of the customer service tools they use, they will listen to the calls. And I receive calls from Brand Nation, different people saying, by the way, that client was not handled properly. Mm-hmm. Or that client said somebody to call him back and nobody called him back. You have no idea, or I'm sure you know, how crucial that is for our business to have that kind of support to be watching over your back. So Brand Nation definitely does that.
So whether you need a podcast, a website, or looking for your first love, gobrandnation.com will look for you. Will help you find that first love. 713-999-4661. Sammer is one of our trusted clients. He yes. found plenty of love, lots of love
yes.
through Brand Nation. So again, if you're looking for all that love and more, 713-999-4661, gobrandnation.com.
My first love. Mm-hmm. I mean, she has a really very...
How old were
you? I was 16. She was 13.
Okay.
And until now.
Right.
She has a very, very special place in my heart. Until okay. now.
So now.
And that was like a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I have nothing but amazing memories about her.
Right.
She was a wonderful person. And I remember that first kiss. Because I kissed girls before. Mm-hmm. I was just like little. Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. Yeah, right. But with her, I remember I was sitting at a...
Wait. Did you just say, wait?
He just contradicted his...
Yeah.
He just said that.
Yes, because I was young. I didn't know.
You just contradicted. You just proved my point.
Well,
you said that every girl you kissed and held hands with, you loved.
No, I didn't say I loved. I said I have feelings.
Feelings, okay.
No, have feelings is different.
Okay.
Have feelings... Have feelings, I mean, mm-hmm. it's somebody, there's attraction and there's feelings.
I mean, there's a physical feeling.
And attraction and as feelings, like somebody who's very kind, somebody who's very sweet. And you just try things to see where's it going to go, and then it doesn't
so
go
So you had
anywhere.
Intent to fall in love.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because I saw
Because your heart
signs.
Was set already.
I saw the signs that
you,
I could.
Every girl that you met before or you know, slept with, had sex with, or whatever you did, you had intent to fall in love with that girl.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Really. I've gotcha. Never been with someone that I felt
just
like,
for
oh
physical,
my God.
Just
no,
for sex.
No. No.
Every no. You never met any girl that just said, I'm just here for sex.
No.
Really?
I promise you. But also, that doesn't say...
He's just doing this just
say,
for the lady friends. Those ladies that are listening, this is just a show.
But that also, but I want to also add something to that I have a very big heart. No, but let me tell you something. I want to tell you.
Right.
I'll tell you.
You hear that?
I'll tell you about that first kiss.
He has a really big heart.
I learned a lot from that first kiss. Because that first kiss, I remember it was in the summer.
You're such a Casanova.
you know what? Her family had a...
You know what? If I was a woman, I would fall in love with you.
Okay, I've never been with a woman or a girl that I didn't think I could fall in love with that person.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I did. But at least it wasn't like totally cold or fake. No,
sure.
I can't. But that first kiss, I was sitting... Her family had a beach house in Alexandria. Mm-hmm. And... And we were sitting at her patio, and there was a swing, like three people swing, and we're sitting there. And I really, she was probably the only girl that whenever I was with her, I was shy.
Hmm.
And I never felt this way before.
But she was 13.
Well, she almost 14.
Okay.
No, but she looked 16.
Okay.
So anyway, I was sitting there, and it was something that was totally unplanned.
Yeah.
Because we're there, and her family is there inside the house, so I wasn't going to act this way. And we kissed. And I remember being so dizzy Really? And I didn't even know where it was for a few seconds. That's how much I can tell you that girl meant to me at that moment.
Mm.
Really.
Okay.
And until today, she's a wonderful person. She's happily married, amazing husband.
Do you send her this podcast?
You know, this is very confidential. But really,
yeah.
And also that kind of shaped up
mm-hmm.
my idea of who I'm attracted to.
Okay.
Like until now,
right.
If I'm attracted to somebody, there is a big possibility
difference.
That yeah, there is a big possibility. Well, that would bring me another question. But there's a big possibility that is reminding me of her.
Right.
But okay. talking about age, I wanted to, do you know in America is the only place Do you know in America is the only place what? That people put too much emphasis on age.
Okay.
Like, for example, somebody my age, if I tell you, hey, man, I met this girl.
Okay.
The first thing you're going to tell mm-hmm. me is what? How old is she? Right?
Yeah.
In other countries, they don't act this way.
Right.
They really don't.
Sure.
Okay. Now, when a girl tell another girl, hey, I met this guy, what they say? What does he do?
Hmm.
Yeah. They don't ask what he looks okay. like. But guys, the first thing to be... What does she look like? How
right.
old is she?
Yeah.
And I really think, okay, my brother,
mm-hmm.
without mentioning names, he's 74.
Right.
His wife just had a baby 2 years ago.
Wow.
She's 38
So Robert
now.
De Niro.
She's actually, he actually used Robert, that example.
Robert De Niro,
he said, well,
years
Robert
old.
De Niro and Al Pacino and,
yeah.
and Picasso uh-huh. and Charlie Chaplin, all these people had.
Right.
Babies at a later age, but those people never even saw their baby.
Wow.
They have a staff.
Right.
You know, my brother works and go take care of the baby.
Yeah.
But him and his wife, they are so happy. Mm. And they look really good together. And you cannot imagine how many people.
Well, I mean, you don't look a
very
day.
Ugly to
you
it.
Don't look a day over 50. So, I mean, like I'm saying, like, I mean.
But if you want to lie big.
No, you
say
don't.
40.
No, okay. Well, I'm saying 50. I'm trying to be fair. You don't. You look about 50 years old.
I don't want fair.
Okay.
I want good.
Okay. You look a day over 25.
That's
fair. There you go. There you go. But I mean, like, okay. I mean, I know 60-year-olds who look, you know, like they're 70. You know, life. You know, or they play the part. You're a very youthful, young-hearted man. So I mean, it's a
look.
I can see why younger women. Are I mean, like, they're attracted to
but
that.
But it's not about age.
You're a 60-year-old man that 60?
No, 53.
53. You hear that, ladies? He has a big heart, and he's 53.
Yeah. Dog years. But but I want to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's really not an age. Like, you don't like somebody say, well, how old are you? That's
sure.
rude.
Right. Like me, I just asked you, how old are you?
No, like, you don't want
like
to sleep with me.
Right.
I'm talking about
right.
like other people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a personality. It's what you've been through in life.
Mm-hmm.
There's old personalities and there's young personalities. There's old attitude and young attitude. I will probably get not probably for sure. I will get along more with somebody with a young heart, with a young
right.
spirit.
Who's not with the AARP?
Or not just that. There's
right.
some girls who are in their 30s, and you sit with them and like, oh my
Samuel,
god,
I
life
can't
is
keep
horrible.
Up with you. I'm younger than you, and I can't, like, I can see you partying all night long, and it's hard. Like, I wish I had your energy.
Look, thank you. But I really think, and this is not a sad thing or anything,
mm-hmm.
but I think when my son passed away many, many years ago, it really made me look at life differently.
Right.
And it's not in a bad way. You don't have to look that serious. It's okay. But it's not in a bad way.
Sure.
I really think when he came and left, he kind of freed me to feel that life is about moments that we're going to remember. I remember my first love.
Yeah.
I mean, first love is something that shapes up. Like, okay, we dated for like 4 years. And then I came here when I was 21, 22. I promise you, for the next 2 years I was here, I will go to, with friends, we'll go to a nightclub or something, or discos at the time.
Right.
There were discos. And anytime somebody looks like her, I will go talk to them. And I had a hard time talking to anybody that didn't look like her.
Hmm.
Really, that's how much it was very
how much
strong.
You're still
well,
moved
no,
by
it
her.
Takes different it takes a different approach now.
Right.
I mean, now I'm very happy that she is where she's at, and mm-hmm. but her, the memories and the things I learned with her.
Oh, how long were you with her?
We were like probably 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's a long time.
4 or 5 years at that age.
Yeah.
It's very, very memorable.
Yes. You grow up.
Because you learn a lot. This is the years where you learn.
Going through puberty?
No, puberty, I was 12, man.
Oh, I thought you said you were 16.
What?
Is this
when I met her.
Well, you met her when you were 12.
No, when I was 16. But I didn't go through puberty at 16.
When does puberty start? I mean, it starts at 11,
12. 12, 13.
But
yeah.
You still go through it till you're like 18, 20.
Maybe you. I don't know. I was done by 13.
Maybe the Egyptians.
But I remember. Yeah. I remember the first.
I mean, you're going through adolescence. You're going through all the. You're still.
Dude,
you're,
all of that, 13, 14, 16, you're not adolescent anymore.
No, I think. No,
you're
I
a teenager.
No, I know you're a teenager, but you're still got the hormones going and you're still going all that. So
dude,
it's
the
a
hormones
very,
still going till now.
What I know that. We could see that.
No, maybe in Egypt people grow up faster. I don't know. But no, but I mean, I just want to say that anybody that has the experience of a first love, mm-hmm. even if it doesn't work, which most of the time the percentage is very high
right.
for that first love not to continue because there's so many changes in life. And but just cherish it because that's the type of love. Obviously, it's called first.
Sure.
So first, there's no another first.
Right.
So
and there's people who get together and they don't love each other. Like they just get, they think they love each other.
I mean, love takes, I mean, what are you loving?
Right.
That's like somebody, like for example, if somebody loves you because you can afford a very nice lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that's wrong. People call it gold diggers. Well, I mean, gold diggers, when you're married, anywhere you go, you spend money on your wife.
Right.
Right?
Just a little bit.
What do you mean? Like, for example, okay, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
When you go out with your wife now, mm-hmm. but she's working, but let's say she's not working.
Sure.
Like many cases. Aren't you the one that pay for dinner?
Yes.
Aren't you the one that buy the groceries and buy yes. the clothes? And
yes.
I mean, which I think that's the right way to do it.
Right.
Especially when it's just one income.
Right.
Is that gold digger?
No.
Right?
No.
So how come when somebody else does it because there is a difference in age, you say, oh, she's a gold digger. At least the gold digger will know not to mess with you because the gold will stop. You know yeah. what I mean?
Well, I don't think in your case, I don't think in your situation.
No, in my case, a lot of people assume if I'm out with someone
yes.
because there is an age difference of
right.
maybe 2 years.
You know, right.
Maybe she's 51. Yeah. They assume, oh, you're spending. Well, you're spending yeah. money. Everybody spends money on their date. Mm-hmm. I mean.
I think the right thing is for. That's a good question. Like, should it, you know, and there's a big debate that's happening. I've seen on TikTok that
yeah.
a woman should be able to pay for dates too, as well. They want. But I just was raised maybe old school where the man should pay for a majority of the time.
But paying. Younger people think about it differently.
Yeah.
Like people 20-something and
Jack,
below.
What are your thoughts?
How old are you, Jack?
I'm 26.
26. So when you go out with your, well, now she's fiancé, but when it was girlfriend, did you guys split the bill?
No, I pay.
Did she get offended when you paid?
No. Well, she's also old school. Kind of like mm-hmm. pay.
How old is she? 50 something?
She's a cougar.
Oh, you're the gold
He's
digger.
He's a gold digger.
Well, that makes sense.
That's the right way to do it.
You know what? You know what? I want to be like you, Jack.
Me too, Jack.
I want to meet your grandma. So, yeah, but you know, but also, mm-hmm. like we talked before, I really feel. Well, I feel bad if somebody will criticize that. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel bad for young girls like the 16 and 17, 18, because they are raised to be tough.
Right.
And I think there is a fine line between tough
sure.
and losing your femininity.
Right.
Tough is like, well, why should I? I don't need a man. I don't.
Yeah.
It's good to be independent, but.
I raised my daughters. I thought about that too as well. Like, I raised my daughters to be very independent. Like, don't. And I raise all my kids. Do not depend on anybody else. You know, comes a time in life that you might need somebody else for help or might need to ask for whatever, but let that be your last resort. If you could make it happen and do it on your own, do it. However, I thought about that with my girls. Like, you know, do I push them too hard to where they're so independent where they just think, I'm the independent woman. I don't need no man in my life.
Yes.
But I don't want them to have that mindset either. I want them to feel like, okay, that they're also, they should be taken care of, you know, yes. But they don't need it, but it's wanted. It's, it
but
should
it's
be a natural...
also do what you're supposed to do too.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. It's not just a one way
right. I mean,
street.
Yeah. There's, you know, they work or they're going to go to school. They work and they have their own money. And I hope that their boyfriends or in future husbands will take care of them financially. But at the end of the day, they can still take care of themselves.
Absolutely.
Right.
But also, we have to understand, at least when we talk about men and women, mm-hmm. we are different. There's a different magic to it, right? A man is the protector and protects his house and his kids. And the woman is the kind and... That cannot be lost.
Right.
It can't be lost. I mean, we have to continue that. Otherwise, the roles are so confusing and to the point that, like, come on.
Really? Well, that's kind of where we are today is that we don't know. I mean, there's a lot of, I guess, this role, I think we don't know if a man's a man anymore. There's confusion on his gender.
Yes.
There's like 36 different genders nowadays. You know, there's some moral principles there that we should still follow. I'm not saying that a woman can't do things on her own, and she should absolutely have the equal opportunity in everything. However, it is natural for the man, to go out and hunt and be the provider and bring the food home, and that's only natural. He's a stay-at-home dad.
And that's fine.
But you know what? Because I was never raised that way. That was never a concept growing up for me that there was a stay-at-home dad while the mom, you know, went out and worked. However, in that case, in that situation, I applaud the dad because his kids, man, they are so, they're extremely smart, so active in school. They're, you know, just the accolades that these kids are having because he spent, instead of the father out working and providing, it's the reverse, and his kids are so much more further along because he's spent so much time and devoted his life in investing into the kids.
But it's a team effort.
It's a team at work, right? And I thought that's interesting.
Is best for the family.
Right. All right, so Excelsior Transportation, they will make sure you're safe, make sure you get home in one piece. They're so trusted, I will also put my own family in the cars at Excelsior. They are the best in the world. So if you need a ride around town, whether you're in San Antonio, Houston, or wherever you are in the world, make sure you look up ExcelsiorLimo.com.
So for example, if I work and I make $30,000 a year mm-hmm. and my wife makes $150,000, mm-hmm. that wouldn't be smart for me to make $30,000. Now the question, why am I only making $30,000? Am I not motivated? Or that's really the best I can do? If that's the best I can do, that's the best I can do. Maybe I'm really good in other things. Maybe I'm good in being a good... teacher for my kids.
That alone is a job itself.
Yes.
It could be you're raising future leaders of America or the country or whatever it is. And that's work in itself.
So, you know, that reminds me of a story mm-hmm. that happened a long time ago. Mm-hmm. There was a young couple, uh-huh. Like maybe early 30s, late 20s, just got married, like 2-3 years into the marriage, and they couldn't have kids. They didn't have kids, and they want to have kids.
Right.
Meanwhile, that was the story about my uncle. He passed away a long time ago. But anyway, my uncle was like in his 70s, and he has like 12, 15 kids. Okay? His wife is always, same wife, same everything. So the young lady, asked her husband, why don't you go ask, we'll call him Mr. Johnson.
Okay.
Just for the story's sake. Go ask Mr. Johnson, what's his secret? You know, maybe he can tell you something we don't know. Obviously, he's 70-something and his wife pregnant and we are young. And he said, okay. So he went and said, hello, Mr. Johnson. You remember, I'm your neighbor. So Mr. Johnson said, hello. So the guy said, Mr. Johnson, you know, my wife and I, we've been married now for like 2-3 years. No kids. And I see you have a lot of kids. And so what's your secret? So Mr. Johnson said, and just bear with me, okay? Is well, kids are pain in the ass. So he stuttered.
Yeah.
My uncle stuttered. Right. So the guy was like, well, yes, but we love kids. I love my wife and I really want to have kids together. And she wants it. He said, okay.
First. That's a great highlight right here.
First.
Yeah.
You have.
Could you imagine in a podcast, the whole podcast like this?
To make it.
This is why Hanson quit. This is why Hanson quit. This is why Justin quit.
This is a very good lesson, really. Right, sorry, that's a very good lesson. So he said, first, you have to make it romantic. He said, yes, of course. My wife and I love romance.
Uh-huh.
He said, good music and good champagne. And good appetizers. He said, perfect. That's really what we do every right. Friday night. We have good music, good champagne, and good appetizers. Yeah. Nothing. He said, then button the first button, and then the second button to take off her dress. Okay, that's I'm getting excited listening to this.
Today, Grandpa.
And then he said, to take off her panties. He said, yes. And then uh-huh. and then he said, and come and get me. You get it? He got it. So like he asked.
Okay, so after I just spent like a 2 minutes of stuttering.
Did you get it? Did you get it? You got it.
Come and get me.
Yeah, like. He's gonna do it for him. Oh my god!
Oh, okay.
Oh my god!
Okay, okay.
Thank you. I'm glad you got it. Like,
well, that will do it for today's show, everybody.
What was so hard about it? Did you get it? Thank you very much.
You got about 10
Is minutes. It funny?
Yeah.
Is it surprising?
It was good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, he kept interrupting me. You get it? He said,
yes, I do. Yes.
Come and get
yes,
me.
Yes, come and get you. Yes.
Yeah, after he takes off all her clothes.
Yes.
You got it?
Yes. Yes.
Salut. Oh, my God.
I'm already
I never sucked in a joke like this.
Tough crowd. That's a good highlight reel right there.
Somebody's going to like it.
Yes.
Somebody's going to like it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so okay. The moral of that story is?
The moral of the story is don't give up.
Don't give up.
And if you want to have kids, come and get me.
Love you, brother.
Love you too, Habibi.
Man, well.
It's
so
fun to be with you.
Absolutely.
And I'm so happy.
So still to today. Wait, I have some more questions.
Yeah.
I have some more questions.
Again?
How many times have you fallen in love since?
Since what?
Your 16-year-old rendezvous.
Like, honestly, like, yeah, really honest, yes, in love.
I have been completely honest on this podcast and laid everything out. So all
didn't lay
staff.
Anything out. You just said you saw this girl that grabbed you in the car. And what is
well,
that?
I mean, that's enough to get
that's,
me in trouble.
That's a sissy story. I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry. I was in the parking lot and she came and grabbed me and put me in the car and she kissed me. And I was like, oh, no, mommy.
That's a toned down version. That's a toned down version.
Okay, wait till you
well,
watch
how
it.
About you? I fell in love with every girl that I held hands
yes,
with.
Yes, but nobody grabbed me and I was like standing in the parking lot helpless.
Because you're too busy grabbing them.
He even called it rape. He even called it rape. Rape, and don't we ask him, rape?
I said today they would consider that rape.
And then I said, rape what? He said,
I said today. I said today they would consider that rape. Today they would. Today.
You were 18. You were not a minor. You were 18.
I will say this.
She worked with you?
Huh?
Did she work with you at the same place?
Yes.
Did you get a promotion?
Was
she your boss?
No, she was a receptionist.
Oh, well. She did a good job. She yeah. Good reception. That was but way before internet.
I was taking advantage. I wouldn't use the R word, but I was taken advantage of by two older women at the office before. That's a whole other podcast.
I'm not sure exactly what's your definition of taking advantage of. What does that mean?
I'm making sure my wording is correct. It's a podcast.
You were taking advantage. Like taking advantage when you do something you don't want to do.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, the parking lot story.
No, that was somewhat taking advantage of an older woman, taking advantage of an 18-year-old boy. But the 18-year-old boy was enjoying it. Right. But there was another time, another incident that happened with that happened.
So, like,
at
if
the
I
office.
Go to a restaurant and yes. order a meal, I'm taking advantage of the restaurant?
Well, I didn't. I didn't order the meal.
Well, but you ate it.
It was force fed. That's
did,
a good one.
Did he go like this or not yet?
No, he didn't. But I'm about to because I'm about to get in trouble if we keep going.
Are we there?
5 minutes.
Five minutes. Okay.
But no, there was a time that I was at the office and I was taken advantage of by two older women at the same time.
Like, what's your definition of older?
Eva knows
like,
the story.
How old were you at the time?
I was 19.
And they were like 21?
I was at the office. They came.
They were like 22?
No. They were about 25, 27.
Whoa, yeah. That's horrible. 25, 27?
Okay, flip. No. Listen, Jack. If it was the other way around, if I was a female and it was two men that took advantage.
A female that's 21.
No. If the female
male
if
is 25,
if I was female, no, if I was female and I was 19 and a 27-year-old man and a 25-year-old man came to the office, what would that be called?
You said you were 21.
What would that be called?
First of all, you said you were 21.
No, I was 19. I was 19. 19 years old, yes, 19.
See how the story changes?
No, I was 19. I remember. I know the story. I was 19. Yeah. But let me ask you, what would that be called, Jack? What would that be called?
Like if a girl is 19 and the guy
is
27?
She's at the office and she's working.
Well,
right?
Okay. Honestly,
and two,
it doesn't
two
matter.
Drunk
boy,
coworkers
girl,
come in.
At work is work.
Yeah, but
you don't
that. Okay, but what would that be called today?
No, it's very inappropriate.
But what would it be called?
You'll be fired.
But what would that act, Jack?
It's against the company policy.
Because I'm not going to say it because he's gonna nail me to the cross.
It's
on that
not
one.
Rape.
It's not?
No.
It's not? Why not?
Because.
If two males do that to a female.
Do what? No, you didn't say what they did.
Okay. They.
Huh?
Do we got time for this, Jack?
It usually takes you 2 minutes.
It was unwanted. It was definitely unwanted. It was groping. It was a lot of. It was.
Did you get undressed?
No, I did not. They were trying. They were forcing my clothes off, for sure.
You must have been very handsome when you were little.
I was.
I can't believe all these women trying to grab you in the parking lot at the office.
I was an innocent little boy.
Theater,
I was an innocent boy.
At church.
I never said anything about church.
I want to see pictures because what I see is different.
No, I mean, I worked in radio, which is a pretty wild. I mean, Jack, you worked in radio too. It's a pretty wild industry.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I worked even in the days when it was like Rock 101 days and coke drugs was pretty.
You know what? You have the voice of a DJ.
Yeah. So I'm saying like it was a very sexualized industry. So it was
for
pretty
real?
Common. Yeah.
We would it's have, not like that anymore?
No. When I worked there, we'd have strippers outside.
Doing
so
what?
Stripping.
Why?
Because they were doing a radio show outside. So we had girls outside stripping.
Like
I wasn't,
a promotion.
Yeah. So radio in the industry, in that industry
so
was very sexualized.
So when are we
sexualized.
Doing the promotion?
I wasn't. I was working.
Tell Jacob.
But my question is, what would that be called today? If that was two men.
Like touching.
Grabbing.
A girl without her permission.
Yes.
At work. I don't know what is the. Well, that's
what would be
sexual
the technical
abuse.
A sexual assault.
Assault.
Sexual assault.
That's right.
Okay. Well, then I was sexually assaulted.
And how did you like it?
this is why we have therapy, brother. So with that said, this is the Habibi Show. I am Hector Garcia. And for more therapy, make sure you
this
log on
tough.
To thehabibishow.tv. Log on to YouTube. I am Hector.
Samer Nassar.
Any last words you want to share?
Last word are... James, may your soul rest in peace. Jack, thank you very much for being here today. You're better than everybody else that was before you.
Don't quit.
Andrew, I can't thank you enough for this weekly friendly, brotherly, heart-to-heart talk. Really, because when I come here, I always try to think, what do we got to talk about? And it forces me to think about stuff maybe I haven't thought about.
To ask me so I can get everything out. I feel like I'm sitting with a lawyer or an attorney right here.
I think you did very well. You did very well. So. That rehearsed answer about Eva the first, that was, you made it look very natural, really. Yes. I'm very proud of you.
Well, I love you, brother. Thank you for your grilling.
Whatever it is.
The grilling. That's all he prepares for. He just says, I'm going to get this out of Hector
today. The groping.
The groping.
I'm going to wait for you in the parking lot. I'm gonna
you're gonna pull me into the
and I'm gonna pull you in the car, and you'd be like, "Oh, mommy."
I will not be sitting Eva the show. I'm not gonna be sitting.
I can't believe he's saying a lady. She was 25, grabbed it in the parking lot. He was 18 and couldn't do anything about it. Oh my God!
I did. What do you mean? I didn't want to do it. What do you mean,
sir? Time is over. There you go. You see,
this is the Habibi show. Until next week, stay blessed.
Love you guys. I cannot wait to see you again next week. This is